Welcome to the Mantic Universe podcast with some guy, Kieran Shifris, and...
And me, Peter Swift, hosting for the first time. Not nervous at all. Yeah, so after guesting twice, I decided I'd fall my way into the crowd and have a go at recording one. And Kieran's very kindly agreed to join me for this evening to talk about Northern Kings Con, which was an event that happened 3 weeks ago now, was it?
Absolutely, and one that I have, this is my first tournament, so I'll be providing a kind of very fresh beginner's newbie kind of take on what I thought happened, and then Peter can explain what actually happened.
I'm obviously ridiculously experienced at tournaments because I've been playing for a year. But Northern Kings happened in Ossett. It was a sort of 2.5 day event. It started on the Friday evening, ran all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And it was kind of a celebration of Mantic War Games because there were a variety of games played across the weekend. It started, the Friday night was just sort of smaller games. Obviously, not everybody could travel up on a Friday. Actually, before we go into all of that, just a quick...
Yeah.
Thank you first to Nick and Elliot and the rest of the Northern Kings who put the event.
Ah, and a small round of applause. Yes. Thank you, Nick and Elliot, for being very, very welcoming to a new guy for me. They were really nice. Went for a kebab with us and everything.
I got the impression the event was fraught with some difficulties. They seemed to think it was under a curse of some sort, because quite a few things had gone wrong. A few people had had to drop out, trophies melted, et cetera, et cetera. But overall, it seemed like it was a good event. The Friday night was the smaller games. So there was an option of playing Kings of War Ambush, which was your choice for the night, I believe.
It certainly was, yeah. Yeah, being new to the game, trying to get as much movement of squares in was great.
Yeah. And then the other option was Firefight, which is the one I chose. I've just realised we're jumping ahead again. We've literally just talked about what we're going to do, but inspired by my podcasting idol, Mr. Chris Thomas, we've gone into this with no notes, no plan, no idea. We're just ad-libbing all the way. Before we go into the actual event, Kieran, do you want to introduce yourself and your hobby background?
I'm Kieran Shifris. I live in the northeast of England, Newcastle upon Tyne, where I've been embraced by a small but wonderful group of gamers called the Mantic Northeast Gamers. Not physically embraced, spiritually, mentally, but they've all been great. And there's always a huge amount of variety of games to choose from. Always enjoyed painting since I was a kid. But never found someone who really wanted to get into the nitty gritty of wargaming. And I've always wanted to really get into something. So, started off in the like heyday of that glorious, like hyper technicolor, vision of the future, which was, Warhammer when Gorka Morka was released. And, that I can't remember what edition of 40K it was, second edition of Blood Bowl came out. There was bright lights and heavy metal and everything was zinging. So I was really up for all of that stuff. And then I'm a musician, so music sort of happened when I went off to uni. And then I came back to it like I think a lot of people do when they've got a little deeper pockets and some... And here's the thing, deeper pockets, but when you get a bit older, I think you start reaching out for those things you always wanted to do. But, sometimes you can feel a little isolated as a man. Reaching back into that sort of hobby aspect and seeing this lovely, I tried... playing Warhammer Fantasy, but it wasn't a fun game for me. And then I tried Kings of War, and I was like, "Yep, that's great fun." It just felt really fast paced and tactical, rather than having to remember a load of different rules. I just felt like it's more chess like in a way, and then still had those multi basing, which was terrific. You can make little dioramas, and I thought, fantastic.
Yeah.
So I reached out, found these Mantic Gamers in the Northeast. Amazing company with a lunatic in charge, who's just so inspiring. And the whole system seems to be about making friends, having a good time. And that's what I needed. And that's why I'm still here, really. So I think that's my journey.
Do you want to give a little shout out to said lunatic?
Well, Ronnie Renton. Yeah. Oh, what an inspiring man he is. Yeah.
He is.
Really terrific.
I think there are a few in the Kings of War community that could hold that title as well.
Absolutely. Everyone you meet seems to be up for the crack, be there for sort of like comradeship, good fun, and you know, the right, it's just the right attitude.
So when did you get into Kings of War then? How long have you been playing?
I came in just before third edition, and started building my army. And then when third edition hit, I was like, yeah, great, Northern Alliance, let's do this. And just got into the painting. And then obviously these things take quite a long time. Not much of a speed painter, because didn't have anyone to play against at the time. But then I met another friend who played Ninth Age. So we learned how to play Kings of War together, and then met the Mantic guys, and everything sped up until having a full fieldable army of 2,300 points, whenever it was, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, oh, or something.
Good stuff. Yeah, so back to the event three, 4 weeks ago, whenever it was. As we said, Friday night was the smaller games. You played Ambush. How many games did you play?
Well, first of all, I forgot there's another person I want to give a shout out to, who's Steve off the telly, who I learned the game off, Steve Hildrew off Death by Dragons.
Yeah.
And I went through his YouTube videos with his missus, and they're fantastically helpful. So shout out to Steve. And then I couldn't believe it, he was there. My hero, Lord and Savior, who also made me lose my almost first win at a tournament ever. But I'm jumping ahead again.
One of those.
I'll get back that.
One of those other truly inspirational characters, and a truly lovely man as well. So yeah, you played on the Friday night.
And the boy can spin a yarn.
Oh, yes, he can. Yes, he can.
He can. He's a great storyteller.
So how many games did you play, sorry, on the Friday night?
I think, was it two or three? My folks near live close to the tournament, which is in Doncaster, or near Doncaster. It's about half an hour away from Doncaster. So my dad came and picked us up, just as Steve off the telly, my hero, said, oh, do you want to play a game? And I was like, oh. So I think that would have been my third loss.
Yeah.
Ambush that night, because the other guy, I've forgotten the guy's name, who's an amazing Northern Alliance player, and he wasn't quite in tournament TO capacity, but he sort of was in a way. Do you know who I'm trying to say? Yeah, Tom, that's it. He was really nice and helped me out a load. So he beat me first, then someone else beat me, and then I had to get whisked home.
There's no shame in getting beat by Tom Robinson. And I think he won overall on the Saturday. So I think.
Oh, did he?
I believe.
Was it not the lad with Dark Elf army?
Yes. Maybe it was. Maybe he came second. Yeah. It's been a few sleeps.
Yeah.
All I know. No, I'm not going to jump ahead. We'll get to that when we get to Saturday. For me, I played three games of 500 points firefight on the Friday night. Really fun. I really like the small points, fast-paced games.
Yeah. Same with the Ambush. Those smaller games are really tight. It's great.
Yeah. I didn't do very well, but I don't mind. 'Cause I haven't played Firefight for a year anyway, so I didn't expect to do very well. I just wanted to be able to get my little GCPS models on the table and have a bit of fun. Played Adam in the first game, and he I did not I was playing against Veermin, and I did not know how fast they could scout forward. And I left my commander right out in the open, and he first turn he just stormed these guys forwards and took him out, which pretty much my force. And then it all went
If it's
badly.
anything like Dead Zone, you get him up high and far, far out of the way and just shoot.
If I was a good GCS player, GCPS player, that's what I would do, but I'm not. Second game I played against Mick, he had the Forge Fathers, and I managed to win that one. That was quite a good game. Again, I think it was his first tournament, so fairly inexperienced against each other. And then the final game, I was against Richard Lakin, who's on the Firefight Rules Committee.
Really?
Yes, and he
So you
tabled
lost that one.
It didn't help that I mean, my best unit, my snipers, I'd got them into this building into a great position, and he just launched his rocket launchers at them, and they explode. So I think it's like each hit is D4 explode or something like that, and he rolled 15 out of 16 and just absolutely wiped the unit out
That
one shot.
reminds me of one dice roll that you did on the Saturday against me, actually. But I guess we'll get there. Was it 45 dice?
Something like
Four
that.
of which hit, or something like
Kind of the opposite. Kind of the opposite look, but yeah, we'll
that?
but yeah, it was really fun. As I said, numbers were slightly down than what was expected, but you know, there was still a good crowd there, and everybody was really friendly.
Didn't feel like it to me as like a new kind of person. It felt like a nice group of people in there. So
My only previous tournament experience has been a few Dead Zone tournaments and Clash of Kings.
oh my
What I can
God.
say is, from every tournament I've been to, I've only met really nice, really welcoming, really friendly people. So walking into that building on the Friday night, you know, I wasn't worried at all that I didn't know anybody else there. It was, you know, it was great. Saturday, it was a choice of larger points firefight.
Should we describe the scene walking into the into Ossett, the small
Memorial.
rural North Yorkshire sort of town, ex what like an ex sort of industrial, and then into the what's that 1950s kind of recreational hall type of thing, run which was joined on one side with the world's cheapest bar.
Yeah, apparently so. Didn't really sample the bar given that I was driving, but yeah. It did have a bit of a working men's club feel to it, but you know, that was nice. It was spacious. There was plenty of space around the tables, you know.
Yeah, brightly lit, well ventilated,
And warm.
and warm. And there was that lovely place to sit as well. So just out in front of the bar, there was like leather seating arrangements, and then the hall was this sort of just on the side of it, wasn't it?
It had everything you needed, really. And obviously there was the tea and coffee facilities and such like.
Bickies.
Big easy. And Nick wandering around offering sweets out and frowning if he said no.
Yeah. He knew I liked love hearts, so I kept getting love hearts the whole time. Not in a hashtag me too kind of way. It was
Mantic games, minis all the year. Morgoth's mad and Jarvis is good and Undead's still OP. Night Stalkers, Northern Alliance, what's your favorite race? Clem Maloney, play 10 mil and Mantic fits the bill. Hooray!
yeah, so the Friday was very chilled, very, you know, it was only like 6:30 till about 9:30, something like that. Just pretty short and chilled out. Saturday, we all rocked up about 9 o'clock. 9 to 9:30, ready for our long day of the bigger games. 1,500 points for Firefight, and then there was 2,300 point Kings of War. And we played three games of each, whichever you chose. Obviously, you and I both chose Kings of War on the Saturday. My first game was against a guy called Rich, who was playing Forces of Nature, but it was like,
That was a nice looking army, that one, wasn't it? Was that the horsey
I don't
one?
know. Was it Forces of Nature or Green Lady? I can't remember. He had
Green
lots of
Lady.
knights. Green Lady.
That was
He
the one.
had lots of knights. My second game was Forces of Nature. Rich is a very experienced player. He's been playing since first edition, I think he said.
Oh, wow.
A friend of mine said that he thinks he's one of the play testers as well. So obviously,
He thinks he is, or he is.
my friend thinks if it's the same guy, he's a play tester.
right.
And I could tell because he was really good. He was really good. And he gave me a lot of advice in the game, and I learned a lot. And it was a crushing defeat, but it was an enjoyable crushing defeat. And
He lay you down gently.
my second game against Daniel was Forces of Nature. I'd played him at Kings of the Clash of Kings, so it was a slightly different list, but it was a good game. It should have been a draw. My last roll of the dice and the last roll of the game, I double wand his unit, which meant I lost the game. But it
Oh.
was a good game and a tight game. And again, super friendly guy, super helpful. Obviously, knew that he had experience on me, so he was willing to give advice where I needed it. And
That's
then
also coincidentally how I lost against Steve off the telly. I double wand on the last throw and he won.
that is some people don't like that, but I think it's part of the beauty of the game. You need that bit of randomness, so it's not. Doesn't feel like it's all planned out, I think adds to the excitement.
Yeah, you're either building like a machine, a motorbike that you get on top of and it needs to go somewhere and every part of it needs to be, integrated, or you're building something fun like a bouncy castle, and those aspects may be frustrating for those people who are really into the like streamlining and reliability. But
Competitive.
if you're there for entertainment, a double one is entertaining.
So do you want to talk about your first two games?
My first game was lovely guy who his story is he was older than me, and his wife had encouraged him to come to his first tournament as well. He was a some kind of like woodwork technician, so he had all these beautiful pieces and very clever ways of stacking things up, like little cubes of perfectly sized to go under things, and he had this beautifully painted sort of brutish army. The first thing he did was put about was it a couple of hordes of ogre chariots down. And being my first tournament thing, I thought, oh my God, what is this? And then just arrayed a kind of I think it was a net list kind of thing. It looked very well like put together kind of, but luckily, it was about the same experience as me of like how units move and stuff. So I think I mitigated that massive chariot block with some kind of maneuvering of snow trolls, which are kind of stick around a bit more than sometimes people are expecting. But it was a close loss to him, which he was very pleased about. Really lovely guy. And then this second game was by one of Steve off the telly's mates, actually. I saw him in a recent video. Can't remember. He had like a Say again.
Was it Simon?
Possibly it was he was the guy who had like a it looked like a basically a Necron army,
All right, okay.
but it was I can't remember the name of the army now. What's the army that you play?
Empire of Dust.
Empire of Dust. I wanted to say Kingdom of Dust. Empire of Dust army, but he used all the Necron models. It looked pretty cool, and he was. Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing. Took me apart piece by piece. So those were the two, the
Okay.
first two.
And then for the final game, we played each other.
We did.
For the wooden spoon, we were battling for that wooden spoon that had melted, apparently.
I'm disappointed. We're owed half a wooden spoon each, I think.
I think
But
our game, it couldn't be tighter because it was a draw in the end. But it was so it swung each way throughout the game. At one point, I thought I was definitely winning, then I thought you had it, and then sort of scrambled it at the end with positions. But it was, yeah, it was a tight game.
Yeah, because it was a it was like an area control one, wasn't it? With the loot, was it? It wasn't loot. It was we put the tokens down at the start, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
And then we had to go and stand on them.
We did. And I can't remember the name of it. It's just gone out of my head.
I know, I can't either.
It wasn't Raze, was it? No.
No. But that skeleton dragon thing that you had was, that just kept sticking around.
The bone dragon did a good job. Took your flanks pretty well.
Yeah.
Just the middle crumbled slightly.
Middle crumbled. Helped by my giant.
Yes.
Who did a load of flank charges and then chased down the last remaining objective. And what was it that went into his backside? It was like 400 sort of skeletons or something. Or it was 45 dice you rolled. So it must have been three times something.
It was a regiment of spearmen, I think.
Aye.
15 attacks. So 45 attacks, but they were only hitting on
was it?
Sixes because they were hindered.
Oh, yeah.
And then they didn't have any piercing or anything, so they were wounded on fives or something, and I ended up getting four wounds out of 45 dice.
Yeah.
You know, very demoralizing, but there you go.
My favorite bit was when my birdies, you know, the Frost Claw Riders swooped around on their right-hand side and distracted your phalanx.
Just pinned that flank down completely. It was really good tactics. I do struggle against fires. It is something I'm.
Me too.
To use fires, and I struggle against fires. But
yeah,
that's just experience.
Yeah,
and then obviously you couldn't make the Sunday, but I'll just talk a little bit about that. So on the Sunday there was a Kings of War doubles event. So Steve and Co were all sort of partnered up and playing doubles, and I played in a Dead Zone event, which was run by Ian Davies. Again, four games of Dead Zone, really good fun. It's probably my favourite Mantic game in terms of just quick and easy. You know, you don't need many models. You can get down to your club or your shop and play a couple of games in a couple of hours.
Yeah, I love Dead Zone too. Yeah. It's not necessarily like, it's one of those games that, you know, people say, oh, quick and easy, but you can get beat, do you know? So it's not like Snakes and Ladders. It's a very tactical game, but it just happens to be fast, do you know?
Yeah, like all Mantic games, it's one of those easy to learn, difficult to master ones. And you can tell.
And the 3D, and the first game that they probably think of as playing in 3D space, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when I was a teen, I did play a bit of Necromunda, so I guess it's kind of in that sort of style, but it's just, in my view, a better game because it's quicker and simpler, and you know, you're not measuring anything. It's just how many cubes are you away and such like. But we had four games of that. Keeping up the tradition of the weekend, I didn't do very well. I got one win and three losses. But then again, I played against Richard Lakin, and although he's on the Firefight Rules Committee, he's obviously a very good player in general of all the games he plays, I guess. So I lost to him. I played Mick again, who I played in Firefight, and I won against him. I played Ian. Now, Ian is on the rules committee for Dead Zone, and he was playing Plague, and I've never beaten Plague in my life.
Oh, really?
That wasn't really surprising, the outcome of that one. And then finally,
so how did you lose it with the Plague? Because I've played Plague a few times. Is it just because of all those non-scoring sort of zombie units that just...
It was a tighter game than I thought it would be. And I was doing pretty well, but I just lost too many things towards the end. It was chem chase, and the objective marker was moving around, and I don't have anything fast, particularly apart from my monocycle, which got killed. So, yeah.
That monocycle,
I was pleased with how the game went, despite the loss.
Yeah.
And then my last game was against Sharad, who, absolutely lovely guy. First time I met him, he taught my ear off all weekend. But he's a super, super nice guy.
He's the guy who made me that chili, and then everyone else had a chili, and their eyes were dribbling out of their heads for about 45 minutes afterwards, wasn't he?
Yeah. He talked me into signing up to another tournament. So I'm going to his tournament, I think it's called Battle Masters, which he runs in Loughborough in July.
Right, okay.
He hadn't played Dead Zone. I think he hadn't played since first edition. I'm sure he'd played it before, but not since first edition. And then it was his first time playing it for a long time.
I'm just taking a note of that. It might be worth saying, so Battle Masters in Loughborough in July, that might be a nice one for people to go to. So is it like a Dead Zone?
No, it's Kings of War.
Or is it a bit of everything?
It's Kings of War, I believe. It's just a one-day event. As it stands, tickets are sold out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I nicked the last one. looking forward to it. It'll be a good event. He was playing Enforcers, and at that point, I think he'd lost his first three games. So I very charitably let him win.
Ah, what a guy. What a guy.
No. He played well, and I didn't. And I've come to the conclusion, the problem is, I like to charge forward with things, and GCPS are not that faction at all. So, it's painting the rats.
Yeah, I was going to say Vermin would do it.
Yeah, absolutely great event. Ian did a great job of running it while still having to play in it to make it nice, even numbers. And overall, the whole weekend, I thought, was just a big success.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've only got 2 minutes left on the timer. So quick final thought to your first tournament experience.
I was really pleased that all my worries about maybe I hadn't quite finished painting every single little detail. I didn't know the rules 100% and I didn't know anyone there, but none of that mattered. I was greeted and had a great weekend. With a fantastic group of people.
Very good. And are you eyeing up more tournaments in the future now?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'll have to have a look around. I can't go to Battle Masters. It's sold out, apparently.
And you can always keep your eye on it. You know, if anybody drops out, then snap it up.
Yeah. But, I think I'm going to put my name down for the Clash of Kings reserve list. Yeah. Steve said, like, you get the first email out when they're all sold.
Cool. Right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Kieran. And it was a pleasure to meet you. And I hope I'll see you again at a future event. And if I'm ever up in Newcastle, obviously I'll hit you up.
Yeah. Mantic Gamers Northeast. We're ready for a bit of fun. Lovely to meet you too, Peter, as well. Cheers very much.
Cheers, Kieran. Bye-bye.